Welcome back to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Angela Jackson is a Chicago-based poet, playwright, and novelist. She joins the likes of Carl Sandburg and Gwendolyn Brooks to become the fifth State Poet Laureate of Illinois, an honor the governor's office announced last week. Born in Greenville, Mississippi, and raised on Chicago's South Side, Jackson attended Northwestern University and later the University of Chicago. Her award-winning work spans decades, and in that time, she's been the recipient of the Pushcart Prize, the Illinois Center for the Book Heritage Award, the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame Fuller Award, to name just a few, and her novel, Where I Must Go, won the 2008 National Book Award. Angela Jackson joins us now. Welcome to The 21st. And Angela Jackson, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Thank you. So thank you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I have just jumped in to say my novel won the American Book Award.
Oh, thank you for the correct.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the correction. I appreciate that. Yes. Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455. We'll be speaking with Illinois Poet Laureate Angela Jackson for the rest of the hour, 800-222-9455. You were born in Mississippi, then your family moved to Chicago. When did you first begin writing poetry or even become interested in poetry?
I fell in love with poetry the first time I heard it when I was in first grade. It was a poem about once there was an elephant who tried to use the telephone. Oh, no, I mean the elephant who tried to use the telephone. Dear me. And I was in love with the sounds of poetry from that moment on. I began to try to write poetry when I was in third grade, when I was able to write. And my first poem was about my mother. My mother jumps for joy. And that was very accurately observed because when my mother was excited, she would give a little jump.
As I understand it, poetry was not necessarily going to be the life path you chose. You received a pre-med scholarship to Northwestern University. Is that right?
Yes, how did I did.
How did you go from that to where you are today?
Well, the truth is when I was 10, or 11, I wanted to be a writer. But then I got steered into the sciences and I wanted to help people, to heal people. So I decided I wanted to be a doctor. Then when I got the scholarship to Northwestern, then when I had to take chemistry, calculus, and all those, I did not do well at all. And all I wanted to do was write poetry and read poetry. So eventually I changed my major to English and kept writing.
Yes, I know the feeling there. I was going to be a physicist until I got to chemistry in college. You grew up on the South Side of Chicago. How did that influence your poetry and your writing?
Oh, there's so much to see.
So yeah, how do we pick there? I wonder, do you feel, is your writing rooted in that sense of place that might it have been different had you grown up in Mississippi, for example, if your family had not moved to Chicago?
I think it would have been very different if I had grown up in Greenville. It would have been very different. There is a Midwestern straightforwardness in my writing that would have been different if I had grown up in Greenville. There is a Chicago toughness in my writing. I think that and just the fact that I grew up in the city, I encountered so many different kinds of people, and all of that is in my writing, especially the different kinds of African Americans are in my writing. So I think it makes a difference that I am a Chicago girl instead of a Delta, instead of just a Delta girl. But the interesting thing is, on my block when I was growing up, most of the people were from Mississippi. So Mississippi was transplanted to Chicago where I was growing up.
Yeah, part of the Great Migration. I understand you were you brought some of your poetry to share with us today. Can I ask you to read? Can I ask you to read some of your work?
I'm going to read my mother's favorite poem. It's called "In My Father's Garden, Anyway and How." My mother does work in my father's garden. This afternoon, without wind, of September in heat, the monkey cigar tree, once struck by lightning, grows anyway and how. Its roots have begun again to be at an awkward height, and this afternoon of lazy sun bloomed in heat, the tree bends and touches the greens and squash in my father's garden, begun from brick and rocks. We thought the only thing that would grow in this city would be broken glass. On vacant lot and faith shoveled, my father planted anyway and how. He set his task and grew his greens too close, like people in tenement rooms. And my cousin fixed the seeds that opened cramped yellow, transplanted them in sun and soil and air. Her hands are whiskey and kindness like herself. My father's garden grew. He never knew my cousin's sharing her healing care. Now, ready for evening, my mother does work in my father's garden. The monkey cigar tree, my brother smoked, stalked things that grew from it, pumped magic in their heads once, grows again and bends and touches the greens, the squash, the beans. And my mother bends and touches like tree shadow, her orange dress signals sun to set. My father's planting sprawls thick-limbed and sound. Tomorrow, some stranger will pass and ask, how did he break this unfriendly ground?
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're speaking with Angela Jackson, the poet laureate of Illinois, only the fifth person to hold that position, announced just last month. When that was announced, you quoted the great poet, the great Illinois poet, Gwendolyn Brooks. And the quote was, "Poetry is life distilled." What appeals to you about that view of poetry?
I'm sorry. I asked my nephew to get that.
Oh, it's okay. It's live radio. It happens, especially with everybody being at home in the pandemic now. If I can ask about the, hopefully it'll go to voicemail soon, but when it was announced you would be the poet laureate, you quoted Gwendolyn Brooks about poetry is life distilled. Can you talk about what appeals to you about that view of poetry?
Poetry is life distilled. What I learned from Miss Brooks is that poetry must capture life, must be bursting with the truth of life, of people's lived experiences, with the energy of people, with the sounds of people, with their voices, with their movement, and with the truth, with their yearning and their longings. All of that should be in poetry. Their laughter, all of that must be in poetry. That's what I get from Poetry is Life Distilled.
How do you view your role as Poet Laureate? What do you want to see happen with this position? I saw you quoted, you said, "I want to awaken the poets in young people especially, so they'll be lifelong readers of poets and potentially poets themselves." Can you talk about why is it important in your view to expose young people to poetry?
Well, as I was just telling you, I knew I fell in love with poetry when I first heard it, when I was in first grade. And I think it's important to introduce young people to poetry so that they can have that same kind of stirring in themselves, so that they can know that poetry has something to do with their lives and their expression, and that poetry can be important to them and they can find their importance in poetry, if that makes sense.
It does. I wonder if you've seen, you've long worked with young people in your life as a poet and writer. Have you seen the way young people respond to poetry change over the years, over the decades?
I sure have. I haven't had the chance to do poets in the school in many years, not since the 90s. I did it from the middle of the 70s to the early 80s, and then I went back for a little bit in the 90s. And after that, I was in doing college classes. But I still remember the way students responded to the poetry, how they were so open to it, so excited about it, how they found their voices and they could talk about what they wanted to talk about and express it in the way in which they wanted to express it. They were validated by the poems.
The last question I want to ask you, I wonder if, I recently read that the great novelist Toni Morrison, who died last year, was described as bristling when being called a poetic writer. She said she was more interested in restoring the language that Black people spoke to its original power. I wonder if you worry that poetry maybe has lost some of its cultural power and cachet in modern times.
Mine hasn't.
Fair. That is a great answer. I can't argue with that. Angela Jackson, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Angela Jackson is the Poet Laureate of Illinois, newly named, just the fifth person to have that honor. She's also the author of novels, including Where I Must Go, which won the 2008 American Book Award, as well as the Pushcart Prize, the Illinois Center for the Book Heritage Award, and the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame Fuller Award. Angela Jackson, congratulations, and thank you so much for sharing some of your knowledge and your poetry with us today on the 21st.
Thank you so much.
That is all the time we have for our show today. Do tune in tomorrow. We're going to be taking a look at the particular burden that the pandemic is having on women in the economy. It's coming up tomorrow on the 21st. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We hear interesting things from listeners. It informs our coverage. You can join us by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We also love to hear what you thought about what we talked about on the show. Send an email to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. Or better yet, leave us a voicemail. The number to call is 217 300 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. And you just might hear yourself on air. You can find us online at 21stshow.org. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan is our engagement producer. And our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Skullark, and Chantel Vaca. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. This is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.